This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Hey, welcome to Free Talk Live. Open phones, as always, the number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can join us here on the radio tonight. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. With you in the studio, you've got Ian and Chris.
And nobody.
And, of course, you can bring up anything that you want. Over the past two nights here on Free Talk Live, we've talked in great detail about this Robinhood situation, which was originally the GameStop situation, but then Robinhood, the stock trading app, decided, and it wasn't just Robinhood, it's been a bunch of stock brokerage websites and apps and such, they have locked down people's ability to trade certain stocks. They've decided that they know what's best for you, and that you shan't be able to trade GameStop. You shan't be able to trade AMC and like a dozen other failing businesses.
Now, apparently, that extends to cryptocurrency now as well, right?
That's the latest news, as a matter of fact. Yes, so that's what I wanted to talk about here tonight. Was how now the very same app, which apparently is 40% of its revenue. I got the clarification on this, nobody, because last night we were wondering, are they owned by the hedge fund that got hit the hardest by this whole GameStop thing? So it turns out the hedge fund is like 40% of Robinhood's business. So they're a big client, apparently, somehow, of Robinhood. And so
I thought it was that the company that owns Robinhood also owns the hedge fund.
Well, that's what I'd heard originally, but now I've read that they are a big client, apparently, of Robinhood's. Like, probably their largest client, that 40% of their revenue comes from said hedge fund. Now, for listeners that aren't familiar...
from selling that hedge fund, or...
I don't know how they're making
money
off.
What do they get paid for?
I don't know.
Because they're fee-free trading, right?
That's what they are for retail investors. They may have a different level of tier of service for other people. I don't know. I don't know exactly what their arrangement is with this company, but they're tied in deep with them. This hedge fund that they're talking about has taken billions of dollars, apparently, in losses because of their short positions on the GameStop. Yeah. And that's what the news was 2 days ago, was that these hedge funds were being taken for a huge ride and losing billions because they had shorted GameStop. And what happened was a Reddit community called Wall Street Bets decided to organize, you know, just decided to self-organize and say, well, we're going to go and buy up this failing company, GameStop, this physical media distribution location. And we're going to put money into the stock, and that resulted in the short sales having to be liquidated. But they couldn't get the short sale stock back because the guys who were buying the stock, the people in this group, weren't willing to sell it. So
right.
The price of the stock shot up insanely because there wasn't much available on the marketplace for these hedge funds to actually buy up. So as a result of that, the price of the GameStop stock has gone up tremendously in just the last month. It's gone up from like 13 or 15 bucks to over $370 at one point. I think it even crashed through $400 a couple of days ago. Now, it's since gone down a little bit into the lower 300s, I believe, as of yesterday, and I haven't checked today to see what happened to it. So then yesterday, the news was this Robinhood stock trading app had told its customers that, no, sorry, we won't be letting you buy GameStop or AMC, or some of these other failing businesses, because protection. We're protecting you, our clients.
Right.
They would only allow you to sell said stocks if you had them in your inventory. Then, at the end of the day yesterday, they put out another press release reneging on that previous restriction and saying that, okay, starting tomorrow, we are going to let you buy these stocks, but in limited quantities. So it's not really clear what those limits were. I didn't bother to take a look today. And then overnight, the news was late last night, we were starting to see people talking about buying Dogecoin.
Mm-hmm.
And Dogecoin, for those that don't know, is what?
Dogecoin is a joke currency, I would say, although you know, it seems to be it seems to function just fine. Mm-hmm. But its logo is a little dog called a corgi.
Isn't it super inflationary too? So it's just not worth anything.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of them out there. I don't know how many. I think it might. I thought it was a 21 million coin, but I don't know.
I could be wrong. Maybe I'm thinking of some other fake coin or something.
Could be. What do you think? Do you know how many Dogecoins there are out there, Ian?
No, I have no idea. You could always go on to CoinMarketCap or CoinGecko.com, and they will give you a list of what all the various numbers of total currencies there are out there in circulation.
Yeah, but it's mostly known for its smiling dog.
And the Doge is a meme. The Doge is a specific type of dog. I forget what it's called.
Corgi, isn't it?
No, it's not a corgi. It's something else. I'm spacing on it at the moment. Shiba? Is it a Shiba Inu?
I don't know. Some kind of a Japanese dog? You're getting a nod from the dog person.
Okay, Shiba Inu. So the latest news here is that people were talking late last night about buying up Dogecoin, and the price was already, I believe, shooting up at some point yesterday. It shot up like 400% yesterday and went up even further in the overnight, I think it was. And then early in the morning today, according to CNBC.com, Robinhood app has restricted trading in cryptocurrencies as the price of Doge rose sharply. Users began reporting in that the trading app had halted instant deposits for crypto purchases earlier in the day, meaning they could only buy the currencies with funds already deposited in their accounts. Such deposits can take up to 5 business days to clear, said Robinhood. Quote, due to extraordinary market conditions, we've temporarily turned off instant buying power for crypto. So for everybody that heard the news about Doge and wanted to go to their Robinhood app to purchase some Doge, they were unable to do that because if they didn't already have a balance from which they could buy the Doge, they then would have to use their bank account to fund the app. But Robinhood restricted the instant funding and said, well, we're going to only make it so you can do a 5-day long funding.
You know, as funny as that is, I kind of feel like that might have been – I don't think they should have restricted it, but – at the same time, it's like it might have been a good thing if people aren't buying it.
Why is it a good thing?
Well, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but it is not in the super inflationary, so it's basically always you're always declining in value.
Actually, what I recall is that Doge during the crash actually held its value slightly better than Bitcoin did. I don't believe it's mathematically. I don't believe there's anything. I think it's the same.
Well, if it's not Dogecoin, then what other coin is there for joke coins? Isn't there? I know there's one that looks like super efficient.
Yeah, there is, it's called Ripple.
No, it's not Ripple.
No,
Ripple's not.
Yeah, because Ripple has trillions of these things in reserve somewhere that are held by the company.
So it is a coin that does not have a maximum supply.
Okay.
So Bitcoin, Bitcoin has a maximum supply of 21 million. Doge is also what's considered a dust currency, meaning that it's not worth a whole lot and it can go down a bunch of decimal points or whatever, so it's very, very small value crypto. So there's 130 billion Doge in the marketplace right now, and I don't know how many Doge come out per block, I'm not sure about that. But according to CoinGecko.com, it looks like Doge has shot up the charts. It is currently ranked at number 12 out of the total market caps, and it has gone up over 438% in just the last week, with most of that rise being in the last 48 hours. So I believe it peaked up at around 8 cents per Doge, I think sometime in the last 24 hours.
Interesting.
Yeah, and it's currently sitting at around, I don't have the dollar price right now, but last I looked, it was like 4.5, 5 cents. So the Robinhood people decided they didn't want to let you buy some cryptocurrency with instant funding today. So anyone that wanted to buy today was told that you had to wait 5 days to get the money out of your bank account instead of being able to just instantly do a withdrawal.
The number seems like the takeaway is don't mess with Robinhood.
Yeah, they are bad news. Very centrally controlled. They claim they're all about democratizing finance, but it's clear that they get to decide what you can and can't buy. 603-283-6160.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Tired of cancel culture? Sick of mega tech corporations holding an axe over your head? Join the LRN.fm Matrix chat server. It's self-hosted, so no one else can tell us what to do or say. Don't like the existing channels? You can make your own. You can even connect into some of our channels from other Matrix servers. It's federated. For the full LRN.fm Matrix experience, though, you should join our server via the step-by-step instructions at chat.lrn.fm. chat.lrn.fm.
Look, I'm sorry, but you're in for a world of pain if you use Coinomi. The reason is their wallet doesn't support payments. The solution is simple. Let them hear your voice. Message Coinomi on Twitter, it takes 5 seconds, and tell them AnyPay sent you, because they're on the fence right now, and your voice will prove that people care about using Bitcoin for payments. Go tweet at Coinomi now. Or even better, leave a review in the App Store. They really pay attention there. Thanks.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Telegram. You can follow our channel there and discuss show prep with other listeners at telegram.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you may join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Robinhood app has restricted trading on various different stocks that they don't think you should have. And then went back on that. They reversed their position, and then they said they would allow you to trade, but only in limited quantities. Now today they're saying that you can't buy crypto with an instant bank transfer, so you have to wait 5 days. If you wanted to get in on the whole Dogecoin craze, then sorry, Robinhood's not the way to do that. You probably should get a real cryptocurrency exchange account if you're looking to make quick trades. When
or just meet me in the alley behind the bar.
Yeah, that's a possibility, but sometimes you're asleep, nobody. So.
Sometimes I'm asleep. Yeah. You can wake me up for large transactions. So.
That's funny.
So if you want to comment, you are welcome to join us here. By the way, Free Talk Live brought to you by Bitcoin.com. That is where you can go to learn about cryptocurrency. A lot of people are interested now. Now that the price of Bitcoin is up, all of a sudden there's renewed interest in Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. So take a little bit of your time and go and just learn about it. Spend 10 minutes. Minutes over at Bitcoin.com. Click on Get Started there at the top of the page, and they'll tell you about Bitcoin, and they'll tell you about Bitcoin Cash, and what are some of the key differences between them, what you need to know over at Bitcoin.com. Plus, if you are not new to crypto, if you are old school, you want to get the latest news headlines, they've got those for you, too, over at news.bitcoin.com. So with you tonight, you've got Ian
and Chris
and nobody.
Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. Scott, the bigot, is on the line in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Scott.
Good evening, Ian, Chris, and Mr. Nobody.
What's on your mind, Scott?
I'd like to say this. I'm very happy today. I'm happy that Reddit's day traders shorted GameStop and AMC, and I'll tell you why. Because for too long, Wall Street has cheated the American people out of, not billions, trillions of dollars. They've been swindled. They've been had. So Wall Street got everything they deserve, but they're hypocrites, Wall Street. They don't complain when they steal from Main Street, but they cry when Main Street has beaten them at their own game. And today is historic, gentlemen, because Main Street did indeed, the little man, beat them at their own game. And just to show you what hypocrites Wall Street is, how evil and ruthless they are, Jamie Dimon of J.P. Morgan Chase, did you know that he deliberately suppressed the prices of precious metals such as gold and silver to keep the U.S. dollar low? Did you know that?
They've been doing it for decades to keep the dollar high, to keep the dollar price of silver and gold low.
In fact, I've actually heard the Wall Street bets, that Reddit that we've been talking about, the people that have been doing this purchasing of the GameStop, rumor has it they may be pumping up the price of silver next. What they're claiming is that these hedge funds have been shorting silver as well, so placing bets.
Not just the hedge funds. Everybody has been. J.P. Morgan, as dude said, has been shorting. They've been shorting silver for decades, and that's one of the reasons that you can't get physical delivery.
Yeah, so I saw a rumor today that they're talking about buying up silver. Now, I don't know if that's true, because I don't know if they're putting out misinformation now to try to throw the hedge funds off the trail or what, but this is going to be interesting to watch, especially if they're able to actually see where these hedge funds have placed their bets, because then they can just target every single one of the stocks or the silver or whatever that they're, you know, that they're putting their shorts on.
Well, I would say that silver and gold are probably going to be their most fertile fields, because I think those have been suppressed below their natural value for a long time, which isn't the case with, say, GameStop, which is actually a dying company for all I know.
To
show you how ruthless Wall Street is, just to show you how ruthless, Lloyd Blankfein of Goldman Sachs and Larry Fink of BlackRock have been playing their games for decades. Let's not forget Bernie Madoff. He swindled $55 billion from his clients. What about venture capitalists like Steve Cohen, Paul Singer, and Carl Icahn, who are parasites and vultures?
I don't know anything about those people. What are you saying that they do?
They gobble up companies. They leave nothing but the bones, leaving once healthy companies bankrupt and their workers unemployed.
And why would a venture? I don't know enough about finance. Isn't a venture capitalist somebody who puts money into a thing to try to make, you know, as an investment to try to make money?
Yeah, but they get fees and they get out early, so it doesn't necessarily mean that they win no matter what. Basically, so it doesn't matter what you invest in.
Well, no, they win except when they lose, they go bankrupt too. But what venture capitalists do is they buy up companies. Like they might buy up GameStop at the end. And then take all the physical stuff that belongs to GameStop and sell it to other companies. Because they still have, you know, buildings.
Have,
they still have...
They rent, don't they?
Whatever. I don't know what they have. Probably. But they have assets of some sort.
Maybe.
That eventually have to be gotten rid of.
Sure.
They are greedy and evil international Jewish bankers, and before you get upset...
Oh, God, you had to go there.
Not again.
No. Right, no Christian would ever do anything like this, right? Ridiculous.
Wow.
This is all you ever talk about. I'm sick of it. Can we move on to something else?
Yeah, we can.
Let me tell you about Paul Singer. He took a healthy company, Cabela. You've heard of Cabela Sporting Goods, haven't you?
Uh-huh.
It was a healthy company. Look on the internet. In Sydney, Nebraska, their headquarters, it was a thriving company. He destroyed the company. He bought the assets up on pennies on the dollar. The employees, thousands of employees, have been left unemployed. The company is bankrupt. And he destroyed it because he made billions for himself, and he wrecked the company.
Why was he able to buy it up for pennies on the dollar if it was such a healthy company? Shouldn't other people have been wanting to buy it as well?
No, they wait for the stock. They I don't know how they work it. They play games with the stock price. And they buy it up.
I don't know, Scott. I mean, the reason why people were able to buy up GameStop is because it was dying. And the reason why, and I don't know anything about Cabela's, but if it was available for pennies on the dollar, that means they were near to out of business already. You know, and maybe that's because of Amazon or other online purchasing and competition.
The only thing I remember about Cabela's is that they badly screwed themselves by irritating the gun rights community.
They restricted sales.
Yeah, they restricted gun sales or took guns out of their. But gun people were mad at them.
Yeah,
which is a huge market segment. You don't want to irritate the gun people.
No, especially when they're buying all their camping supplies from you and all the other stuff that they get. Thank you for the call, Scott. I appreciate it. It's just I don't know why he can't see that there are plenty of people who are in search of power. There are plenty of people who are willing to wield power in order to get money. And it doesn't matter what their religious belief is or whatever their, ethnicity is. They're all over the world, all of them.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
There are Asian people who are like that. There are African people who are like that. There are Russians who are like that. There are people all over the world who will take advantage of other human beings, who will take advantage of being able to just throw people's lives away just to make a buck. Those people are all over the place.
Yeah, I mean, one of the largest and bloodiest mafias in the world is composed almost entirely of WASPs. And I'm talking, of course, about the United States government.
603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can bring up anything that you want. Coming up here, there's been some really interesting artwork that has been popping up in Federal Reserve cities promoting Bitcoin. We'll tell you about it on the way here. This is Free Talk Live.
Doodle, Stuart, Harold, and Porkchop. Porkchop, his beautiful blonde coat is very thick. He's an Akita, German Shepherd, Lab, Husky mix. They did a DNA test on the 4 rescues. The first year is just a complete retraining. Lots of love, discipline, and daily upkeep. I'm a registered nurse and a personal trainer. If I eat healthy, then my dog should eat healthy.
DinoVite.com.
They need the vitamins and minerals that Dinovite provides.
Dinovite is nutrition.
Harold, the border collie pit mix, has the most beautiful jet black coat. Stuart, my rat terrier, has fur now where he never had it before. Doodle, he's a poodle cocker spaniel. His energy is tremendous. The Dinovite will make your dog happy, vivacious, jump up and down, wag their tails. It will make you smile.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dinovite at Dinovite.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Joe Biden says a coronavirus stimulus package has to pass. Biden telling reporters outside the White House before visiting Walter Reed on Friday. Many Republicans, including Republican Senator Tom Cotton, are not happy with the price tag of nearly $2 trillion.
We passed multiple bills last year, starting in March with the CARES Act, finishing up in late December, that spent trillions of dollars to give needed relief to the American people and fund the record development of so many vaccines, help schools stay open or get back open as the case may be. We're happy to work together on a bipartisan bill that would actually address those needs, that would make sure that vaccines are getting distributed, that schools are staying open.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says News Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine is 85% effective in preventing severe illness is very encouraging. USA Radio News. A new variant of coronavirus made its way to the United States.
The CDC is reporting South Carolina has the first known U.S. COVID-19 case of a fast-spreading variant discovered in South Africa. Although easier to spread, there is no indication it's deadlier. Moderna, Pfizer, and now Novavax have each reported that their vaccines, while still effective, offer less protection against the South African variant, which means a lower efficacy rate somewhere between 60 and 85.6%. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau. I'm Lance Pry.
The annual March for Life is underway, but it's a virtual affair this year. Event President Jeannie Mancini says the pro-life movement aims to protect the voiceless from abortions.
We are all united by our common understanding that every life from the moment of conception is precious.
Live Action founder Lila Rose also says the pro-life effort is the greatest human global rights movement in history. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything here. 603-283-6160 is the number. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Chris.
And nobody.
Of course, you can bring up anything you want here, and we're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. But I do want to say thank you to Teddy Graham, who is a Free Talk Live Gold Amplifier. Teddy Graham contributing $10 a month to the AMP program. If you appreciate the work that we do here on Free Talk Live, and you want to help support this show, then please go to amp.freetalklive.com, where you can get signed up there for just $5 a month, and it helps us get on more radio stations around the country. And so I appreciate you, Teddy Graham, for doing that. And everybody else who's an AMP amplifier here at Free Talk Live, it makes a big difference for us when you do that. And you get some cool perks and some benefits as well. Go learn more about it, and you can get signed up with major credit cards and debit cards and PayPal and also Bitcoin BTC at amp.freetalklive.com. In fact, one of those newest radio stations we're on is WTPL, which is FM 107.7 there in the Concord, New Hampshire area. And that's where Bill is tuned into tonight. Go ahead, Bill. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, yes. My biggest problem is I have a trouble with the media as far as following up on news stories that we hear in the morning and it goes on all day. We never hear the final outcome. Namely, whatever happened to the two hikers that were up in Mount Washington and lost their shoes, or one lost their shoes and their backpacks, and we've never heard anything more about him.
When was this story?
It phased off into the sunset.
When did this story happen?
Just this past week.
Oh, okay.
I think it was probably last weekend.
Wow.
So there's multiple issues with no follow-up, and it becomes a little disconcerting when, you're concerned about whatever happened to whomever had a problem, and it just goes on and on.
So just to clarify, I do see a story here from the Boston Globe a couple of weeks ago saying that two hikers, age 20, fell 500 feet on Mount Washington but escaped serious injury. Was that the story you were referring
Good
to?
Lord.
No. There were two, a 34 and 35-year-old,
mm-hmm.
and they were hiking in the White Mountains, and they lost their backpacks and lost their shoes. And,
yikes.
That's a bad thing.
They
were subjected
to hypothermia based on the fact that they were walking barefoot in the snow. And
bad plan. Yeah.
Wow.
Really cold temperatures. And never heard anything more about it. And where were they from? And how did it come out? They were rescued by helicopter. And
well, news media is definitely worse, I think, than it's ever been in my lifetime, at least, as far as, like you're saying, doing follow-ups, as far as getting the facts correct, as far as keeping opinion out of the their so-called journalism. I mean, news is in a real bad shape right now. Plus, you've got a lot of the old news organizations like newspapers, some of them just going straight up out of business. Others are dramatically cost-cutting, taking staff members out completely, removing entire departments, closing down on production, having maybe half the production that they used to, like going three times a week instead of seven times a week, cutting down the size of the paper. I mean, there's been all kinds of just reductions in staffing, and of course, that's got to reduce quality, at some level. They're probably relying more on centralized news sources like AP for their content than they ever have. So, I think the best solution here is with the essential, for lack of a better term, citizen journalism. I mean, people who actually care enough about an issue to go out and report on it themselves and to try to get...
I think local news probably takes a back seat to the national news and what Nancy Pelosi's doing and whomever. And so, it gets a little disconcerting when you have a sincere interest in what might be happening locally.
I'm amazed actually at how much local news there is. I don't know. Like I came from New Jersey.
All news is local somewhere.
And I don't remember there being anywhere near as many local media outlets as there are in New Hampshire.
Really?
I mean, there's local radio stations. There's local multiple local papers in some cases. And I just didn't. I guess there were like county news outlets and things, but like towns and things have like.
Well, if you think New Hampshire is healthier than New Jersey, then that's a real sad case for New Jersey because New Hampshire's pretty bad as far as its news options are concerned. I mean, there's only one major TV station in New Hampshire, and there's only ever been one of them. There's a smaller station now, WBIN, which competes with them. So I mean, there is a competitor, but that's about it. There are a handful of talk radio stations across New Hampshire.
I think considering the population of New Hampshire, I think it's well covered. I mean, at least, I'm not saying New Jersey doesn't have more coverage in terms of like, but the population's larger too, so yeah.
What's the population in New Jersey?
I don't know, but it's
millions. It's got to be millions.
I mean, we're talking like New York City alone is 8 million people, and that's like right near New Jersey.
I don't think New York City's in New Jersey anymore.
No, it's not.
But there's
it's,
a
well,
bedroom.
Well,
it's the tri-state area, and it's huge, that population.
Go ahead, Bill.
I hate to admit, but I did come from New Jersey. 55 years ago, I moved to New Hampshire, and at that time we did have radio stations that communicated local news, but I guess it's a sign of the times.
I think news is in an awkward phase, right now, where you're seeing the elderly population, which has always subscribed to a newspaper, has been dying off, over time. So literally the newspapers and a lot of the cable television channels are losing their subscribers by, attrition. And so they don't know, a lot of them don't know what to do to transition into the sort of new world, because it's hard to get an old dog, you know, to, you know, teach an old dog new tricks. These are old dinosaurs of journalism, and they just don't know how to do it a new way. Their idea of getting on the internet is putting up a paywall so no one can read their content. And that's just not what the internet is looking for. The right. internet believes things should be open and accessible generally, right? Like that's the way it's always been online. And so when you get organizations like the New York Times in there, they have this old mentality of we got to charge everybody. And I understand it's hard to make money on free news. I get it. Like, I'm not saying it's an easy transition, which is why I say it's an awkward time frame for these companies. There's not really anything that's out there that's sort of ready to replace the old media, like at the same level of production. Like, you know, freekeen.com is a blog site that I blog on, but I only blog when I feel like it. Yeah. You know, I'm not on some sort of schedule.
I think what the issue is that the amount of money that went to newspapers and other media outlets in the old days was huge. It was substantial. And now the problem is that they're still working off this idea that they have all this ad revenue and all this money coming in.
And they don't.
And they don't. And it's not necessarily that it has to be such a bloated operation. They could slim down and do it more efficiently, but they're not used to that, and so they're going under instead.
Well, and it was that way. What you just said right now would have been true a year ago before COVID hit. And then COVID hit, and now it's 10 times as true.
That's true.
Because
it's not clear whether COVID hit, but the government certainly hit.
Okay, right. No doubt about it.
I mean, certainly, I think there's probably still some argument to be had that it isn't just the government's reaction.
Yeah,
to
some
it.
People would still be frightened even if the government weren't being, you know, overreacting towards this.
True.
But what happened as a result of the various lockdowns and such and less business going on out there is newspaper advertisers, and Bill, thank you for the call tonight, I appreciate it, newspaper advertisers dropped off the radar. The local newspaper, which for years had been doing what you were talking about, slimming down, they literally, you know, cut the number of pages. They cut the width of the paper. They increased the price. I'm sure they fired some people as well. But they actually begged for donations last year because they didn't have any advertisers left. So they actually went to a donation model for their newspaper, and they put up a GoFundMe request where they asked for, I think it was around $40,000 to continue operating the newspaper.
Wow. Did they get it?
Yeah, they did.
Wow.
They did. But those are desperate times, you know, and this is a newspaper that has, this is New Hampshire's oldest paper. Keene's paper is, as from what I understand,
really?
Yeah, it was founded in the late 1700s. So, you know, they paid off their building,
right.
But they still had to beg. They still had to beg. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, you've got Ian
and Chris.
And nobody.
Of course, you can bring up whatever you want to talk about. And by the way, I did look up the population of New Jersey since we were talking about it in the last segment. 8.88 million people. So a lot,
And that's
population.
Just, and keep in mind that the tri-state area is substantially more than that. So, mm-hmm. and that, you know, most of New Jersey, New York, and Pennsylvania there, in that tri-state area region is, New York City alone is 8 million people. So, like,
there are 8 million stories in the naked city.
Most of the people in New Jersey are focused around that during that New York City, Philadelphia region. So it's a lot.
Yeah, so it's about six times, just over six times the population of New Hampshire. We were talking about, our caller had called in to ask about, you know, the status of news media today, and he was, you know, begrudging the dismal state of news media. And so, you know, I was pointing out that this is a situation that is at a bit of an awkward growth phase for internet news options. Like,
did you find out what happened to the barefoot people? Because I'm curious, too. I want to know what happened to their shoes.
No, I couldn't even find the original story about that, so I don't know.
Oh, wow.
I have no idea. But that's the thing, you know, lack of follow-up, lack of...
lack of follow-up shouldn't make things disappear.
I mean, I didn't look that hard.
But we're already there. Okay.
I didn't look that hard, because honestly, I don't really care about what happened to the people on the mountain, but other people do.
Yeah.
And
inquiring minds want to know.
If you want to go...
I want to know how these people lost their damn shoes.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, I can't imagine what could cause me when I'm out hiking through the mountains to say to myself, I think I'm going to go barefoot a little.
Yeah, it seems
I'll
like
probably be
plan.
Able to hold on to them.
I mean, that's one of those Darwinian kind of factors where I just don't find myself concerned with what happens to people that want to go up a mountain barefoot. You know, it just seems like a really bad plan. Probably not going to work out too well. But his concern, I think, is legitimate about the status of news media out there. I mean, there's a ton of media. Like, we are deluged by media now. I mean, there's online, you've got no shortage of options, both international, local, state, national. I mean, you can pick from a variety of different opinions, and that's a great thing. But it makes it hard for local media to survive, because local media used to get by on the fact that they were one of only a few options, and they were the ones with the local news and other news. Well, now you can get your other news from anywhere you want. You know, you can go to a ton of different places to get the latest AP headlines. And local news, you can't get it from that many places, and the ones that are left are going out of business. So there's, like I said, this is awkward phase where there's both a ton of news and also not really the news you might be looking for.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of
times. Yeah.
Isn't that what Twitter was developed for?
Twitter isn't news. I mean, Twitter...
People treat it like that.
I thought Twitter was for censorship. I don't know. Yeah. I don't look at Twitter anymore.
You're right. You're right. Twitter is very censorship-prone, probably, but... Still,
it's a place where people can share things.
It's frequently where the news, and I put news in quotes, sources material from. So.
That is true.
That's why I'm like...
Yeah, that's true.
And that's what Twitter's for.
Right, and that's another interesting thing that has happened, is that we've seen the sort of flippening going on, where it used to be the news, you know, sort of broke the news, but now the news is relying on Twitter and other centralized, you know, online social platforms as their news-breaking... You know, a source, like, oh, so-and-so said on Twitter, and then they'll post the tweet, they'll show the tweet in the news report.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they'll report on what people are saying on Twitter. That on its own has been shown as a news report.
So now the people break the news, and then once they get their orders from their masters, the major media fixes it.
Yeah.
Exactly. Lies to you about what it means.
Well, that's after Twitter already fixed it anyway, because they won't let you, you know, say certain things on those.
Yeah, that's true. Now we're going to have to break the news somewhere else so Twitter can fix
it. Well, we have a somewhere else. Luckily, it's Free Talk Live Social, and you can go to social.freetalklive.com. It's a Mastodon platform, and it's working great. I have not checked the statistics for this last week, but the last I looked, there were over 160 users there after the first 2 weeks, and they'd posted over 500 statuses, and that was several days ago. So,
and will you let Trump toot if he signs up?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. I have no reason to tell someone they can't use our service unless they're doing it to somehow abuse, you know, other people.
But I can tell him he's an idiot, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, groovy.
I have to say, I've seen a lot of new, I don't even know how to phrase it, but subscribers or, you know, people subscribing to my Mastodon feed or whatever.
Tutors? What do you call them?
I don't know. I don't even know. I don't know what the Twitter terminology is, so I really don't know what the Mastodon terminology is.
I know.
It's definitely tooting, but, like, you can subscribe to people, I think,
somehow.
That sounds
gassy.
Yeah, you can follow.
Follow
people.
Yeah.
Followers.
What is the term that Mastodon uses versus Twitter? Do you know?
That's a good
question.
Do you
know what Twitter uses?
Followers?
You follow somebody?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah, I think you follow on both of the platforms. Let's go to Teddy Graham. He's on the line. He's one of our viewers on twitch.lrn.fm. Go ahead, Teddy Graham.
Hey, guys. I heard my name, so I figured I'd call in. What I wanted to talk about, though, was since nobody's here on the show today, I wanted to ask Nobody. It's been mentioned a couple of times in recent history about nobody calling for violence. And I went back and looked at a couple of those, and they really just seem to be emotional or heat in the moment. And I've met Nobody. I think he's a really nice guy. He doesn't seem angry or violent in any way to me. So I think we could at least just get a statement from him now.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I think that I don't want there to be violence. I think there will be violence, because eventually I think the government will come and try to shut people down who are speaking out. Not necessarily this particular group, but we've had stories about the government ramping up, talking about putting COVID dissenters in concentration camps. We've had people saying that Biden's intelligence service should be going after libertarians. So, you know, I would say that I certainly think that people should fight back if and when the government comes after them because they're not going to get any justice from the government. They're not going to get anything but robbed blind and probably murdered.
No, but is that what he's actually referencing, though? I think he was referencing something else in regards to, cracking down on corporations or something that you've mentioned.
No, I think he was talking about the violent fighting the government kind of violence. That's what you were talking about, right, Teddy Graham?
Yes. Like I said, I haven't personally heard that, but I know it's been brought up on the show a couple of times. So now that Rich Paul's actually on the show,
okay,
I figured that's a better time to actually have that conversation.
I didn't know it had been a topic of conversation, but thanks for bringing it up.
So you're talking about self-defensive violence, then?
Violence against the state is by definition self-defense,
right?
Because the state is robbing you. The state is taking your freedom.
Absolutely.
So what I would like to see is I don't want to see the violence start. I want to see the violence end. It started 200 years ago.
But wait, nobody, are you saying it's justified to go and just, like, bomb a police station, just because somebody got arrested in the past?
Would it be justified? I mean, probably, technically, if they've arrested someone for a victimless crime. But then again, a bomb is a very, it's not a very sharp tool.
It's justifiable doesn't necessarily mean it's the best strategy.
Well, yeah, that's why I haven't blown anything up.
You're not saying you want to see any action like that.
No, I think tactically that would be a losing move.
Okay.
But certainly if somebody is killing George Floyd out on the street, mm-hmm. Do you have a right to fight back? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And, that's a case where I think I would have loved to see different violence. I would have loved to see somebody kick that cop in the face and get him off George Floyd
while
George Floyd was still alive.
Maybe a better way to phrase it is...
But that would be a reduction in violence because nobody would have died of that.
Maybe a better way to phrase it is you're not going to find the person who kills the officer who killed George Floyd in defense of this guy guilty if you were on a trial.
I certainly would not find him guilty, but, by the time he's on trial, it's too late because George Floyd is already dead.
Teddy Graham, I hope that clears it up for you. Thank you for the call tonight.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. 603-283-6160 is our number here. 603-283-6160. We got open phones. You can take control of the airwaves. We got 2 full hours to go here. Plenty of time for you to join us and bring up whatever's on your mind. Coming up, some amazing Bitcoin outreach is happening in Federal Reserve cities. We'll tell you about it. Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you're helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the value soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.